Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and
greetings and welcome once again to the
Blessing
Podcast.
Which is no time like the present to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Can't
just
to
give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
Okay, now that I have the audio down, I want to welcome you again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we have a wonderful show prepared for you today. The discussion today will be, most Muslims have failed in living Allah's book, the Holy Quran. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we try to bring to you discussions of spiritual and inspirational interest that we believe you will concern you know, about the conditions of the world and the time that we're living in and what we feel the solution is for that. And we want to hear you. We want your comments. We want your feedback. We enjoy you as a listener. But we want you as a participant also. So come and join us this morning. Give us a comment, some feedback. Imam Shahid Shabazz has been struggling for many, many years, traveling all around the eastern coast here, South Carolina, D.C., Maryland, Philadelphia, New York, all up and down the coast. He's been different places, and wherever he goes, he finds his audience to teach you Dawah. So he's been working hard for almost 2 years now, bringing to you teachings from the Quran to give you another perspective on life and the true teach, the true way of life that was taken away from you, your true deen. So we want to thank him for his hard efforts, and we want you to listen in carefully because his information, his explanations are profound. So today's discussion, as I said earlier, will be on most Muslims have failed in living Allah's book, the Holy Quran. Yes, that is a heavy discussion, and it's one that really concerns you today because we wonder, with this Muslim world, what's really going on? What's happening? You know, why are there so much happening with the Muslims if they're supposed to be so righteous, huh? We say Allah is the judge, and he's the one. He sends warners. He sends warners through prophets, through messengers, and when the teachings are ignored, the warnings are ignored, he warns you that there will be a punishment. You will have to pay for the wrong that you do in life. He's already warned you. So all you have to do is look around the world and see what all the people are doing. So-called righteous and all of them, they've all gone astray. Everyone's gone astray. The Muslims are gone astray. They've gone astray from the teachings of the Creator, the Almighty God, who we call Allah. Yes, they're doing their so-called own thing. and interpreting the Quran and all the way they want to go without simply. It's so clear. It doesn't need an explanation, really, for those whose hearts are searching and seeking for the truth. Most Muslims still have heart diseases because they desire the evils of this world. They have forgotten Allah, so Allah has forgotten them. This is why Islam is not changing this world as Islam did during the life of Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, peace be upon him. Most Muslims of today are not trying to live from the teachings of the Quran, or even trying to live the righteous example of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad. So, most of the Muslim world has come under the influence of evil. This is why the Muslims are being destroyed by the enemies of Islam, and are also destroying themselves. Allah will not change this condition until the Muslims change the conditions of their heart. Allah says, change their heart disease. That's what the conditions of their heart are. It's a heart disease. Allah says in His final revelations in Quran that He sent down the Quran in the night of power as a mercy to humankind and as the spiritual light so that the Muslims would be witnesses of His truth, as Prophet Muhammad was a witness of Allah's truth for Muslims. Allah says Muslims must be witnesses of His truth in the Quran for all humankind. Most Muslims are not doing this, and Allah says He will not help or protect the rebellious. This is why the true Islam is not understood in the world today. Islam is a complete way of living a moral and righteous life. Most Muslims today are trying to live an evil and a righteous life, and you can't do both. You can't do both. You're either doing one or the other. And when you mix them together, the evil takes over. Allah says in His final revelation in the Quran that this conduct only leads to the hellfire. Yes. Yes, it only leads to the hellfire. And we wonder why. Why does it only lead to the hellfire? It only leads to the hellfire because it's gone away from the truth. Simple, huh? We've gone away from the right way of living. We've gone away from following the directions of the Creator, the Almighty God, and that's in every religion. I was a Christian before I was a Muslim, and I taught in Sunday school. And we are given the basic way of living in every religion that a God has ordained for us. It's all the same, and it's a good life. And I can remember people when I was young, and the world was changing then, but it was not what it is today. But people were warning. People were talking. They were saying, I remember my mother, she went to buy a dress. And she was saying, Lord, have mercy, these old short dresses they got us wearing today. This is a shame. I said, well, Mama, why do you buy them? They don't have nothing else. They take everything else off. These put this old mess up here for us to wear. That's what she called it in the day. Because people were more morally upright then. They were more decent. They were more conscious of representing themselves in a more pure way. And a way that represents our Creator, the way that He had chosen for them to live. They still have that in their hearts and souls, to live according to the way that they have been taught to live, that God had told them to live. And it's completely gone today. No moral life, no caring about God. They go to church for sure. They go to masjid for sure. This is why everybody's being destroyed today. That's why everything is happening all over the world. You see more evil than good going on. Because the good has allowed the evil to take over. They become weak to the false glitter of this world. They become weak to what they think is good. Weak to these social life, the games, sports, and play. Weak to the gambling. Weak to everything that is other than what Allah the Creator has ordained for them, the way of life that he has ordained for them to live. They're going to stray from it. Or everyone, even the Muslims, that's why you see them out there with you and you're shaking your head, you know that's not right. You know that's not the way Islam is teaching them. But people, until we change, the Muslims especially we're talking to now, but we, period, because you are getting the truth too. You get the best way of life, the right way of life to live. We're all getting the same. If we don't stop allowing this world to guide and lead us, we don't stop allowing these leaders who destroy our people, our foreparents, for trying to live a good life and live the best life, and stole and took from them and gave them the lies in the Bible, rewrote the Bible. If we don't stop following them, things won't change. They won't get any better. And if we give to the world the worst, we're going to get the worst back. That's all the norm. It's all natural. You get back what you give out. You're putting out the worst things on earth, you're going to get the worst back. So you shouldn't expect better. It's not going to change until we change. The people change. You, me, all of us. We must change. We must come together. We must study your religious book. Study the ways that you're taught to live in your religious book. And let's come together in unity and find that they are all one way. God, the Almighty God, which we call Allah, has given us the best way to dress. He didn't say wear garments, especially for adult women, all showing our nakedness, exposing ourselves. He said, cover yourself. Do not show your forms and your shape. That's what God said. And yet you say you're following him? And look at the way we're dressing. We're ashamed to not. We don't want to go out and not be a part of a crowd, a part of the so-called in crowd. The in crowd is going to hell, so you're following them there, huh? If they don't obey Allah, that's where you want to go to. You don't want to be so-called different, so you won't dress according to the will of the Creator. You know you feel wrong. You don't even feel right. I know I've been there. You don't feel right. You eat foods that are making you sick, shortening your life, cutting your life. How you eat is what determines how long you will live. But if you deny the food that the Creator has given you to eat, and eat what he says, don't eat again, everything you're doing, you're disobeying him. You're rebelling. You're not eating right, not dressing right, not living right, living a moral life. But you expect everything to be good and nice for you and complain when things are not going right, things are happening. And you're bringing it on yourself. This is what you're bringing on yourself for disobeying the Creator, for disobeying his way of life, for following the evil way of life. Yes. I'm still looking here for our imam to come on today. Satiji hasn't come on yet. And so therefore, I'm trying to carry the show on with our discussion again. For you who have come on, we're discussing today, our discussion is, most Muslims have failed in living Allah's book, the Holy Quran. And I'm saying this, people, we're talking about the Muslims, but we're also talking about the human being in general, humankind. Okay. What has failed him today? Why is this world in the condition it's in? It's because humanity has gone astray. Mankind has gone astray from the teachings of righteousness and truth. Truth, justice, and equality, from his peace. He's thrown his peace behind his back. And run after all this false show on earth, all of it's just an illusion, people. It's just an illusion. It's here, you see it, my mom, and then you don't see it. It's here, my man, it's gone. It's just like many of those who were with you that returned to their Creator, Illusion, we're all an illusion. We're all going to be here for a good second, a little while on this earth, and then we're gone, and so we never existed. And our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, merciful Allah, he's showing us in the weather now. He's bringing about storms, worse, horrendous, more horrendous than they ever, more destructive, I would say. I don't like those words, so I'm looking for them. More destructive than they ever been. Destroying small town, Washington completely away. Fires washing small towns away. Earthquakes washing, destroying towns. Hurricane cyclone, all kinds of storms now. You're finding a lot of destruction on Earth going with materialistic destruction going. There are places that were there 1 minute, probably yesterday, and now they don't exist today. Last week, they don't exist anymore. It's so they were never there. It's been cleaned off, and it's been like nothing ever was ever there. So people, can't you see? This is an illusion. Then why are we here? What are we doing on this earth? Be here as a test to see who will be best in conduct. Who will be best in conduct? That's why we are here, people. We are being tested as the best way to live our lives today to please our Creator. Who will be more obedient? Who will listen and not worry about what the others think and follow His way? Not worry about the Joneses and what they're doing, what they're saying, and trying to compete with them. Because they will only lead you astray too. So, people, this is what it's all about. Simply following and obeying the instructions that your Creator has given to you when He put you on earth. He didn't put you here and just let you be and exist. No, He's not that kind of Creator. He's most merciful. He's most humble. He's most caring. He's the most, the best of creation. He is the best of all. He's the all in all. There is not a nothing like Him. He's not like a human being. He created the human being, created all creation. And He breathed them the best. He breathed them His breath, all right, into their soul. And we became the best of creation. But what changed us? The world that we became a part of, people. When the rebellious Satan is called. He was an angel at one time. Don't forget that. But he rebelled. He was put on earth. And those who followed him, and those who rebelled too, they were sent down with him. And look at what was brought on earth. A hell for us to try to get away from and get back to our heaven again. And that's what it's all about. I am so thankful, people. I see we have some people on the show today. I don't see Imam Shaheed Shabab still, but I'm going to call on someone who has been here for a minute to see if you have anything at this time that you would like to say. If I can bring you on here. Could you give us your name? And tell us where you're calling from. All right, people, you don't have to say anything. Excuse me. excuse my throat here. So bear with me for a minute. I'm trying to get it out. I'm going to call somebody else now and see if they can help. I said, I'm waiting, brother. Ma'am Kareem, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Assalamualaikum.
Excuse me. Yes, I have this allergy.
Assalamualaikum.
I have this allergy. Well, like my ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
I hear you, sister.
All right. Yes, I have this allergy, brother, and I'm going to need you to make some comments. I know you just came on. My apologies. I was trying to carry the show because the man Shabab is not on right now, and the discussion today, brother, please forgive me. is most Muslims have failed in living a law of the Holy Quran. So I entered into a discussion for a while, but as you can see, I'm not in the best voice now to continue. So if you can continue the discussion with you, with your explanation, really love to hear from you.
Okay, sister, this is Brother Larry.
All right, Brother Larry, I'm sorry. Thank you, Brother. Yeah, I wasn't looking at the last number, so we're like, yeah, the right, he's a 336 number. Thank you for coming on, Brother. If you can come forward, just comment and give your understanding of what the teachers are for him. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Imam Shabazz, but he hasn't come on yet. And so I've been trying to carry the show for him.
Okay.
At this time, thank you. Yes, I have this allergy that's gotten to me, and I'm going to have to get something to put a water in my throat and see if I can clear up for a minute. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. We'll have you to comment now. Did you get the understanding of what this question is about?
No, I did not. I just came in, sister, but I like to greet, of course, yourself and the radio audience, listeners. And, of course, first of all and foremost, we want to thank Allah, thank Almighty God for another wonderful day. And I haven't been on in a week or so, but, you know, it's always, just the radio program always lies dearly in my heart. And so I just wanted to greet you all, and I again give praise to Almighty God. And I hope you feel better. You are such a strong sister, and I understand and feel you when you were about to pilot. Oh, I was, it had me the beginning of the week real bad, so I certainly understand, and my gratitude and everything goes out to your struggle this morning. I didn't get the topic, so, but there again, my ears and heart is here for support and, of course, to learn, listen, and learn, and, you know, just share some understanding of what we're at in this day and time.
Yes, but the summary that Imam Shabazz had given us was, most Muslims have failed in living Allah's book, the Holy Quran. But since I had to be the one to explain it today, I look at it as I went beyond the Muslims. I went according to the conditions of the world today. And said that most of us have failed in living God's books, Allah's book, the books of righteousness, the holy books, the books of guidance for us today that we are using. Because all of them teach the basic ways that God has chosen for us to live, the truth. And we are not following. We have gone away from obeying the truth and the way of life that God, the Almighty God, has sent for us, that Allah has sent for us to live. And we've start doing our thing, living the way we want to, adding to it, making excuses, and trying to follow the ways of the world. So that I kind of explained it from this perspective, as we can see, explaining why the world is in the shape and condition that it's in and the things that are happening today. So if you can take it from there, brother, I would sure appreciate it. I'm going to try to get this little throat together here.
Yes. Well, that's certainly, I would say the truth, because, you know, we have definitely strayed away and fell asleep. And in this case, you know, I would say that we are caught up in the times of, trying to, what we call, like, as of when I was a kid, as trying to stay hip or stay with the in crowd or stay, just following. You know, we're more so followers now than leaders. And then in most cases, we just follow just what is out there, what's before us, without having, a lot of times the knowledge of what we're following, you know. I've got friends, associates, and I've heard people mention sometimes about, maybe their watch or maybe their clothing gear or their cell phone or something like that, and they kind of boast about or brag about the fact that, you know, this is the best. This is nobody has one like this. This costs X number of dollars and things of that nature. So we tend to kind of get away from the reality of and guidance of Almighty God. So, and I've often asked Brother Shahid, and I assume he will eventually get around to doing so, about the attributes of Allah. They've gotten away from me. My copy of the attributes of Allah has gotten away from me, and I don't have a copy of the attributes of Allah. But I would say, that's a good thing to have. I would like to get some copies and, just often probably send them out or mail them out to different people or loved ones, but the attributes. So we have to go back and try to remember and, try to focus and follow as close as possible, the attributes of Allah. Because, that is something I think that is, very important, of course. And like they say, out of sight, out of mind. So, if we have them or if I have them, then the next step is to practice or try to stay focused, of the attributes of Allah. One of the things is, for instance, if, say you loan somebody some money or you do something for someone and they let you down, they don't pay you back, they don't take care of your car if you loan it to them or whatever the case may be, or even a broken heart in a relationship. So a lot of times we tend to get away from, trust or as an attribute of Allah. We get away from trust or things of that nature, whichever the attribute may be, relate to. And we may say, well, nah, I don't loan anybody any money anymore because, my friend didn't pay me back. I loaned him some money. I don't trust somebody because I had somebody cheating me in a relationship or whatever the case may be. And so we tend to kind of throw the attribute away because, and the practice of the attribute because of what happened to us and the experience that we've had. But I also see that, you go before Allah and Allah says, well, where's your trust? And you say, well, I don't trust anybody anymore because, my brother didn't pay me back or my friend didn't pay me back, so I don't loan money to anybody anymore. I don't do these things for people anymore. And Allah would say, well, I gave you trust. That was for you, not for someone else. So now you come to me and you don't have any trust because of what happened to you in this lifetime. So I guess the point is that, yeah, we have to remember and find and try and practice as close as possible the attributes of Allah. So I do think that that will will get us further down the road in life. And and there again, even though we've been mistreated, we've been let down by some, and even some of our closest and loved ones. But we want to be very careful that we keep in mind who we are supposed to serve, who we are supposed to turn to and look towards to help us or to inshallah bless us to be accepted in the next life. So I just want to, throw that out, share that, inshallah, that it's close to the topic that you addressed here this morning. And I hope your throat feels better, sister. So you're a strong lady. So so I hope you feel better in your discussion here this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, like myself, thank you, Brother Larry. That was Brother Larry, our guest today. And he's a great and wonderful supporter. We're always happy to hear from him and have him to join us in his comments. And I really want to thank him today. He came right on time. I'm having this allergy in my throat. And after I talked for a while, it was blessed by a lot of talk for a little while. But then it came on. And I'm so thankful that Allah sent you, and you did a wonderful job of Brother Larry and carrying the show on. The people, I think we have here, Imam Shahid Shabazz now. I was going to tell you to see if we could get a third part, if you could call him from your phone when you're finished and see what's going on. But I see he has come on now. So I'm going to call him, have him to join us and to continue with the discussion as our host today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Yeah, I was getting ready to try to figure out, now, what can I do? I saw Brother Larry came on, and I thank Allah for him. We have another guest who didn't want to speak to say anything, but Allah blessed me to carry the show for a while, and then, of course, that cough, I couldn't hold it back. It came on, and Brother Larry, alhamdulillah, we had him to take over, and he did a wonderful job of discussing the lesson for today. Most Muslims have failed in living Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and I've already discussed too, so we want to hear from you now. And audience,
okay.
I want to let you know that Imam Shahid Shabazz is here with us. He's going to carry this show on for you. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Shahid
Shabazz. Wa alaikum salam to everybody, and I apologize to everybody. I fell asleep. I worked so much. Like Brother Larry said, I actually sit here in this chair and fell asleep. I was listening to that DVD I got. It not only shows you the picture of the Arabic that they're speaking, but it's got the Arabic and the English, and it shows you the Hajj, the people making the Hajj, Umrah. It shows you the sky, the sun, the moon. It's a beautiful DVD that was sent to me by the Islamic Foundation, and the brother quoting the Arabic of the Quran, even though I didn't understand what he was saying, but I knew it was the truth, and it put my soul to sleep. So I apologize. I mean, that's exactly what happened, the first time. So Allahu Akbar, because I have been really concentrating on Allah a lot lately because we're getting ready to go into Ramadan. But Brother Larry did an excellent job. Not only a good job, he did an excellent job. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
I mean, I could have listened at him, more. He did an excellent job. I love Brother Larry. Been knowing him about 43 years, and we both accepted Islam right around the same time. Mine about probably 2 years and before him, which would make about 43 years or something like that. But nevertheless, I've been knowing the brother about 40-something years, and, he's the closest Muslim to me in terms of us being acquainted with each other, coming around. I used to go to his house all the time, and I seen him raise his family from when they were conceived in the world until they are now fine young men and women and doing very well. Him and his wife done Allah bless them, do a very, very excellent job in raising their children morally upright. MashaAllah. May Allah be pleased with them both for that job. Brother Larry is right. I mean, if we just go back, but before I get started, I want to open with prayer. I mean, I have to do that because the show has been on, but still we have to open with prayer, the host, and close with prayer. So we will say what I was hearing on this DVD the most, and that's the Al-Fatiha. It's the opening surah or chapter of the Holy Quran. So we will say that, and then we'll continue on, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I just said, people, in English, translated with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all systems of knowledge of all worlds, the most gracious, the most compassionate, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Alone do we seek for help in thine aid. Because you, the only one, can help us. Show us, Allah, the straight path, the path of those on whom you have bestowed your favor and your grace, not of those who deliberately go astray from your straight path after you have guided them to your path. Amen. So, anyway, to continue on, Brother Larry and the other hosts we have, I mean, guests we have, even in the Bible, and I won't say the Bible, I'm going to say the Injil, which was the book that Allah, or the Creator, revealed to Prophet Esau. They called his name Jesus, but it wasn't a language back during 2,000 years ago. It was Hebrew language, and his name would have been Esau. So Jesus, they call him today. But anyway, the book that he brought was called the Gospel, the Good News, or the Injil. And even in that book, as in the Quran and all revelations, because the Quran is a confirmation of all the revelations Allah revealed to all his prophets and messengers, Allah says that he created the human being, and he goes through the stages of development of how he created us from a lump, like a clot of blood, a lump. Then he developed that lump into bones. He made out of that lump bones, and he clothed the bones with flesh. And then he go into the stages of how he keeps us in three veils of darkness in our mother's womb. For three veils means that we can't see. We're in darkness. Veil means darkness, hidden. So we're hidden in our mother's womb for three stages. He called the 3 months three stages. And then we conceive. Allah bless the woman to conceive us and bring us into this material world. And then Allah say after he created that creature, he said then he created another creature. Excuse me, out of that creature. And that creature, he says in the Bible, the Christians got in the Quran, he say, That creature brought us into life, spiritual life. We became a living soul. So as Brother Larry was saying, if we don't stay in touch with the word of Allah, the words of Allah in the Quran is what give us life. We have to understand that Allah is the life giver. He is the giver of life, and he's also the giver of death. See, death is more than just the physical. There's mental death, spiritual death, and physical death. And there's mental life, spiritual life, and physical life. And in order to avoid the mental and the physical death that we see all over the world and almost took over every human being life, we have something that's causing us to do that. And that is what Brother Larry was talking about. We have forgot Allah, the one that where our life comes from. How you going to have life when you cut yourself off from the one that give you life? Even a woman having a baby, if that baby don't complete the development, Allah don't complete the stages of development in the womb, a lot of babies are aborted. You know, they don't make it to life, you see? And even before life in the woman's womb, all those sperm, those are life. Those are potential life, human beings, potential life to come into the world. And Allah chose you and I out of all those thousands and thousands of sperm that was trying to make it to that woman's ovary so it could be developed into an egg and then come into that clot of blood and come into a human life. So, you see, I want to add this in there because most people are, and Muslims, they're the main most ungrateful people in the world. Why? Because the Muslims have been blessed with the last. Ain't no more revelation coming. The last and final revelations from the creator of the heavens and earth and the last prophet, Muhammad, to bring those revelations to us and demonstrate to us how to live by Allah's revelations in our life. And most Muslims have left, the teachings of Islam. Prophet Muhammad said 1,400 years ago, three generations after him, the Muslims, his Muslim community would go astray. And we are three generations after Prophet Muhammad. 1,400 years, 15, 16, 17, that is 300 years. That's three generations. And the Muslims have gone astray. The man's words are true. So what is it going to take to bring the Muslim back to the right path? Because until the Muslims bring to the world the truth, the world can't come out of this mental and spiritual darkness of hating each other, killing each other, like the man went in New Zealand and killed about almost 100 Muslims. He killed 50 and wounded about 50 about a month ago. Why did he do it? Out of hatred. Can we just say all white people are racist because he did that? No. That same evil in that white man that did that, that same evil is in all of us. You got black people here in America killing each other every day, more than he killed Muslims in New Zealand. They don't put that on the news because they want black America to keep killing ourselves. White America, so-called white America, want black America to keep killing herself because her plan was to use us when she brought us over here as slaves and then exterminate us. So this would be white America altogether, not no white and black. They really didn't want no other foreigners to come over here. But it's the black American slaves that they got that opened the door for other foreigners to come over here, and now they come over here and treat us like we niggas too, or like we three-fifths of a human being, which is really saying we're animals. And in fact, most so-called white people call black people less than animals. They say their dog is better than we are. They don't say we're their best friend and we're the one that built up this country for them. They say their dogs are their best friend. That's another topic right there, because I can could take you into the history of why they say their dogs are their best friend, but I won't go there because it's not necessary. It's not necessary to belittle nobody because they do wrong. It's not necessary for you to do wrong. Like Brother Larry say, and he say that so beautiful, and not just today, but all the time. Two wrongs don't make a right. And Allah say that in the Quran, that if we're going to destroy the wrong in the world, we have to destroy the wrong with his truth. He said if somebody treats you, say something negative to you, or the devil shoot a thought to your mind and your heart of evil, he said bring him to remembrance. And then he said he will bless you to see right. Then you'll be able to see that's a lie, that the devil's trying to seduce you into evil, that people are trying to pull you into the fire of misery, the hell of misery that they are in. Because we've always heard growing up, misery love company. Well, that's true. People miserable, just look at them. They don't try to make you happy. They try to make you miserable, too, because they love company. And I hate being miserable. Even if I'm by myself, I love being at peace. That's why I fell asleep. I was so peaceful with our Creator. So with that said, I just want to say assalamu alaikum. And I hope I was in tune with the theme and with what Brother Larry was carrying on so eloquently and so clear. Assalamu alaikum again.
Wa alaikum as-salam. Yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And as you can say, we are all testing and trying, so stay prepared. Yes, he unfortunately fell asleep, and that happens to all of us at one time or another. The other time, we oversleep. And so, therefore, I felt that. A lot of told me that. I thought, he's probably, that happened once before, but he didn't sleep as long. And it was revealed to me that he was sleeping. And so we perfectly have him on now. You know, you can always feel it when you miss the main man. He's the main man. And we're thankful to Allah for blessing him to have come on. But Brother Larry, as he said, was doing a wonderful job, a great job. And we can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough for taking over. And I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes with every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us at this time, invite others to join us, and please comment. People in the radio listening audience, if you want to say something, I have a comment to make. Remember, push the number one button on your phone, the number one button, and your number should show up in the on the switchboard. It should show up. And when it shows up, we'd be glad to have you join us and to hear your comments, hear what you have to say. And now, Brother Larry, at this time, what happened is we were discussing this. I also had the Quran here. I just turned a page, looking over it, my notes, and I ran across something that I had written a long time ago, which really meant well with what we're discussing today. It said, the righteous man makes no compromise with evil. He stands firmly by his principles. When evil conflicts with him or has a confrontation, he only declares his faith and in Allah protects him. And Allah protects him from their evil deeds, their evil desires. Yes, people. So the righteous person,
Beautiful.
He doesn't give in. He doesn't give in to the evilness and wickedness of this world. He stays firm. And that's, we used to see it one time. We could tell a person who was righteous at one time by their conduct. They were firm. They were
upholding.
That's right. They didn't probably join the crowd and join the other people along. They went along their way. They greeted you with a smile. They were warm and kind hearted. But they didn't try
that's
to
right.
join you in your wrongdoing.
That's right.
You don't have that anymore today. It's hard to find that person. Yes, it
That's
is.
That's hard to find those Muslims like that anymore.
Yes, it is. Definitely. Yes, it is. And so this is what we're supposed to be reminders. Reminders. When they see an upright Muslim, they should be able to see Allah, see the prophets, See, the teachings of the Quran, be reminded of righteousness, of the right way of life, and
that's
of
right.
the mercy of Allah.
That's
but,
right.
You know, how many do you really see like that today? Most
almost
of them see a shortcut.
Almost all in it.
That's right. Yes, sir. Most of them are in positions of show, showing off, trying to please
that's
the
right.
people, trying to please society. We do have some good. We said that. But even in the Quran, we're told that they have a few. They have a few. The believers are
that's
few.
Right.
The followers are many. Many followers, but few believers. And this is
correct.
So obvious in our in the conduct of the people today, of the Muslims
absolutely.
We're talking about now. Because they're supposed to the ones to guide you back to the right, to guide you to the right religion where a man has led you astray for this evil, wicked society and way of life has led you astray from the right way, from the right teaching, from the law's way of life. And the
that's
Muslims
right.
are supposed to be here to guide you back by high, by their conduct. When you see
that's
them,
right.
you see how you should be. When you see them, when you don't see that, you see them trying to compete with you and do more of what you're doing or do worse than what you're doing than you're doing.
That's right.
So, therefore, you have no direction. You have no role models today. Role models for righteousness. We don't have it.
We don't.
And that's why if you have the problems being compounded, getting worse and worse, until we can get our hearts together and remove that disease from our hearts.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to have Brother Larry come in at this time again. Brother Larry, do you have anything to say?
Yes, I just want to, again, thank a lot, but thank Brother Shahid for coming on and thank him for his comments, and I always definitely thank him for his support. And, yeah, we always kind of joke a kid about the reminder, yeah, he's definitely the reminder to remind people of the greatness of Allah, and that we should sacrifice our time to try to learn and accept, you know, the guidance of Allah through his mercy and through him sending putting people in our lives that that can help us or remind us of the greatness of Allah. So
that's right.
That is very important. I think.
Yes, sir.
And so I mean, with that being said, I'd like to stick to the subject as close as possible, and just. You know, just kind of throw out there with some people. A lot of times we are, you know, and I speak a lot from experience. A lot of times we follow our own thoughts and our own instincts. And of course, through experience, we have been compelled to do so. We, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we do something wrong, we might say, oh, man, my mind told me not to do that, and my instincts told me that this was going to happen and that was going to happen. So a lot of times we follow our instincts, and it's not such a bad thing. But we have to be very careful because if we don't practice the attributes of Allah, and if we are not spiritually guided by Allah, the same mindset can take us in the wrong direction. You know,
that's
because
right.
if we are not practicing and being surrounded or paying attention to the greatness of Allah, yeah, our mindset can send us in the wrong direction, as well as we can be led to do great things and good things by our mindset if we have you know, the good intention that brother always remind me of the intentions. So, and then we have to be students of Allah's word.
That's
because
right.
Because he didn't put, we can't learn everything, or we can't as human beings we can't learn everything or be everything in this little short period of our lifetime. So we have to have guidance and reference to His word.
That's
you know,
right.
His word go back way, way, way further than we can even imagine.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, we have to be very careful that, you know, that we don't, you know, we don't let somebody down because we ain't seen it yet or we ain't experienced it yet or even if we haven't read it yet. So we have to be very careful. But Allah is so merciful that He gives us guidance, yes, in His word. So and in His written word. So,
that's right.
It's very important that we have an understanding of these things. I just look forward to in my life. I just look forward to that being what we call less stubborn. That the sister just mentioned about we don't. We don't follow Allah's word anymore. We don't follow His guidance anymore because a lot of times we are so stubborn. And there again, you know, stubborn can be somewhat of a good thing if by intentions, you know, because it's good to be stubborn. Some people don't stray away from Allah's, Allah's word and His guidance because, and we might say, oh, they're stubborn. And in some cases, that's a good stubbornness. So,
that's right.
So there's a positive and a negative to all things, I would say. We have to, inshallah, be spiritual aware and that we choose the right and not the wrong. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Oh, very, very, very good. I'm listening at a teacher. I ain't the host today. This teacher right here is the host today. I'm just joining y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Very good, brother. I'm really enjoying your talk. Like I said, the reason I love to hear you talk more than most Muslim leader is because you remind me of a man called El Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. He said in Detroit one time, he was speaking, he said, we just going to have a down-to-earth talk. We just going to chat right down to earth where plain, where everybody can understand. And that's what you remind me of. You talk plain and right down to earth where everybody can understand, even a child. And that's how Islam is supposed to be taught. It's not supposed to be made complicated. Most Muslim leaders you hear, if they ain't speaking all Arabic and knowing that you speak English, they are always trying to talk over your head to try to get some self-glory when all glory and all praise belong to Allah, not them. They are nothing. Allah is the only reality. So I wanted to just concur with what Brother Larry said. And that is that Allah said that He revealed the Quran. I wasn't on earlier, but I had it in my notes. He revealed the Quran in the night of power, coming up during Ramadan. He revealed the Quran in the night of power. Now, what do we mean by that? You know, night. When you think of night, you think of darkness. Also, when you think of night, you think of ignorance. So the world was ignorant just like it is now. It was ignorant to the knowledge of Allah. And the world was caught up into all kinds of evil. They was killing little bitty baby girls alive. The holy place that we go to Mecca to make heart, symbolizing that all people have one God. He's the same. His name is Allah, meaning one creator. And the women were walking around in the nude, naked. During that time, they used to call women subhuman, and they treated women like subhuman. And they hated their little bitty girl babies, female babies, and the Arabs, they buried them alive. Not Muslim, but the Arabs. This was before Prophet Muhammad even became the prophet. You have a lot of people say the Muslim put people in slavery. That's a lie. They don't know their history. They need to go back and study their history correctly. No Muslim put no people in slavery during the time of Prophet Muhammad or after the Muslim went astray. Yeah, they began to do that. And if any did do that during the time of Prophet Muhammad, they weren't no true Muslim. They were hypocrites, okay? No true believer in Allah, which is called a mu'min, a believer, put people in slavery. They try to help free people from slavery, as Brother Larry said, by reminding them of the attributes, the qualities, the divine qualities of their creator, which is what? All good. So I'm glad he emphasizing the Quran, and we are today, because we get ready, inshallah, he let us live to see it, in just a little bit, Ramadan, probably in about 18 more days, and that we'll recite the new moon to bring in Ramadan. And Ramadan, Allah say, is better than 1,000 months of our time. And I also, that's the most holiest spiritual of all months, because that's the month Allah revealed his guidance, like Brother Larry said, to give light and understanding to the human soul and the human mind, to bring us out of spiritual and mental ignorance of our sins and our own wicked ways into his guidance. But he gives the human being a choice. And he say, I show you the way of right, and I show you the way of wrong, but it's your choice. You choose which one you want to follow. Allah say that Satan, he calls us to the fire of hell, and unbelievers, they don't do nothing but call the believer to the fire of hell. But Allah say he calls to his righteousness, and Allah say his call is to an eternal home of peace. He said, who will answer his call? So people, if you don't answer the call of Allah, then that means you're answering the call to go into the hellfire. It's only two ways to go. It's the way to go to Allah, because we're all going to die. And even if you don't believe that you know there's a heaven or hell, you're going to die physically. Then when you are resurrected, you're going to see that there won't be end of things. Because only one thing that don't die when your body dies in the grave, when your dead body's in the grave, that's your deeds and your intentions. And you're going to be questioned in the grave before you're resurrected about who your God was, you know, what your religion was, and how did you live your life? Huh? How did you live your life? I mean, did you live a righteous life? Because you're going to get answered that before you even is resurrected to stand before Allah. You're going to tell the truth. And if you lie and live a sinful life, that's what you're going to say. And Allah say your evil deeds are going to deliver you, and it's going to keep you in a painful, miserable way while you're in the grave. And he said your bad deeds, that is, and your good deeds are going to keep you at peace. You're going to be comforted. And Allah say the angels are going to draw your soul even out of your body when you leave here, if you're righteous, peacefully. And when you go to a funeral, they call it a janazah in Arabic, and you look at a person, my mother taught me this always, you look at a person and they have a smile on their face, more than likely that was a godly person, because Allah said he draw the angels, have the angels that draw the soul out of the righteous peacefully. And it don't even look like they're dead, just look like they sleep. And he said, yeah, the angels, they draw the souls of the wicked violently out of them. And you look at a lot of people's dead, the majority, they have a frown on their face. That's because of the wicked life they were living. These things are very important. And as Sister Issa said, Allah said when the believer, not the Muslim, is addressed by somebody, even if they call us a nigger or a Muslim, Muslim suicide bomber or whatever old ignorant thing they may call us, He said, we don't argue back with them. We just say peace, and we keep walking, and unless they attack us. And he said, if they attack us, we got the right to defend ourselves. And he said, if they attack us to try to kill us, we got the right to kill them first. That's self-defense. We ain't got to go by man's law. Man ain't really got no law no way. Look at Donald Trump and look at this government. You think that's law when you are, and when Obama was in there, you think that's law passing the same sex to marry? A law wherein that you can look at a black, that you can look, a black man can look threatening to a so-called white man and he can just kill him, and that's a law that's a law that didn't pass. So that's extermination. That ain't no law. That's extermination of a people. They're trying to exterminate us. I'm going to look at you and you know, that was remind you of slavery. They used to kill black men for just looking at white women, even if they didn't look at them in a lustful way, just don't even look at them. They say, they caught him looking at her. They say he was trying to rape her with his eyes, and they would hang him, lynch him, and even cut off his private parts. So we've come a long way as African-American people in particular, and we need Islam more than anybody else in the world because we're in the worst shape because Allah has sent us through the worst of slavery of any people he ever sent through slavery. And he said in the Quran, it won't, he didn't just do that. He don't enjoy that. And he allowed the whites to put us in that slavery to test them and to test us. And most, the whites done failed the test, and most so-called blacks done failed the test. The test was to see if they was going to get a heart, and some whites did pass the test. They did help us through slavery, and some so-called whites are helping us now. But most of the black people, they kept that slave mentality, which is what? Divide and conquer. And so most blacks are killing themselves. The Ku Klux Klan don't have to come by 20 of them to kill and list one black man. All gather around, they got picnic, the word picnic, from pick a nigger. They used to pick a nigger to kill, to hang and lynch and get all the whites to, in the town and the city, as far as they can get them, to come around, and they'd be sitting eating that hog and drinking liquor and wine and just enjoying seeing that nigger lynch, pick a nigger to lynch. So all of these things got meanings. I want to say this, too, about the Muslims here in America, especially in the world. Most Muslims act as if Islam is a culture. This is the downfall of most Muslims today throughout the world. Islam was revealed by Allah to correct and bring good morality back to all people's culture in the world. You know, you got people's culture. Look at America. What is our culture? Killing. What is our culture? Being a homosexual. What is our culture? Being a lesbian. What is our culture? Incest, having sex with your family. What is our culture? Molesting children. What is our culture? Our culture, it's just doing anything evil you want to do, and is committing crimes until the government catches. So that means what? The government is the biggest criminal. Because they allow you to do, they make money off crime. They let, in fact, the government got ABC stores where they sell alcohol to you to kill you. Huh? They the ones that go over there and get them big bulks of dope and bring over here to America to kill the people, and especially the number one enemy of whites, because they know who we are, but we don't know who we are. Great people, the African American man and woman, the so-called black man and woman, they bring all that dope in our community. They kill us first because they know we are also called a sleeping giant. If we ever wake up to the truth of Allah, they know that's the end to their oppression, not only in America, but to the end of their oppression and all the other governments that work with them that's oppressing their people, and especially Muslims, and killing them all over the world today. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us this Sunday. And hope and pray that you are getting what you came for. Yes, yes, Imam As again, he's bringing on strong to us the beautiful, beautiful teachings, warnings, and signs from our Creator. That you warn the people of the time that we're in and to guide them back to right. That's what he's doing. He's a witness for mankind. And so he's observing because he knows what his responsibility is. He's making sure that he stays far from the hellfire. So we want to thank Allah for Imam Shabazz. And again, we're so glad that he did come on. We were doing our best that we could to give you the information. But we knew that when it came from him, it would touch your heart, and that would be it. Because he has a way that Allah has blessed him with of reaching and teaching to the people. That goes straight to your heart and soul. And so we want to thank Allah for blessing us with Imam Shahid Shabazz and for him sacrificing his time every Sunday to bring this show to you. We're not getting paid money or anything like this. We're not looking for that. We're looking to please our Creator, to do his will, to do his work, and be pleasing to him when we return to him. And so we have to get the word, the message to you. So you can't say you didn't know when you face your Creator on that day of judgment.
And can I say this, sister, just right quick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to say to all Muslims, too, you can't get around this. No way, no how. Allah, the Most High Creator, say in the his final revelations, the Quran, he say he... Prophet Muhammad is the best model, role model of good morality for all people, not just Muslims, who believe in the Creator in the last day, the day when they will stand before their Creator for judgment. And he said Prophet Muhammad, first of all, is a shahid, a witness. Like Brother Larry said, I am a reminder to the people. When they seen him, they was reminded of Allah. Say, just as he was like that, Brother Larry was right. Allah say, and Sister Isla says she was right. When Allah say, when you see a true Muslim, a true believing Muslim, they don't have to open their mouth. You're automatically reminded of Allah, your Creator, by their conduct. Because their conduct is manifesting what? The goodness and the, like Brother Larry say, the good and divine attributes of Almighty God Allah. So Muslims are obligated. It ain't a choice. Muslims act like it's a choice. I can choose to talk to people about Islam on my job. I can choose to wear Muslim clothes if I want to, or just wear ungodly clothes, because the law say in the Quran, I've given you clothes, talking to the Muslim, to cover your shame. And I was saying that to a sister the other day. She seen me, I didn't have on my full Muslim garment, but I did have on a sweater covering my private part. And she said, oh, you look good. I said, sister, I understand what you're saying. I might look nice, but I can't look good because I'm not dressed like Allah say. He said, cover your shame. And my shame is not covered. And I said, certainly your shame ain't covered. Your bosom is showing. I say, you should feel ashamed. You see? So Muslims are trying to justify, like Sister Esther Cole said, they're trying to justify their immoral actions, and they're trying to act like as if, though, okay, I'm going to get my heaven here, and when I die, if Allah got a heaven for me, because they don't believe, if Allah got a heaven that's better than this one, I'm going to get that one too. Oh, you're sadly mistaken. You got a rude awakening. Oh, you so-called Muslim hypocrites all over the world. You are going to be resurrected. And in fact, I was talking to a brother from Atlanta last week. He's a scholar of Islam. He said the Muslim scholars are going to be the first one judged on the day of judgment and given the greatest, severest punishment for not teaching the Muslims right, so the Muslims could go out and teach the world right and bring this world back to the just and righteous order that Allah created in the beginning of time. are so now that the Muslims ain't doing their job, guess what? Allah said he don't need no Muslims to do to straighten out this world. Guess what? Allah's straightening out this world itself. But he's only going to bless these few true Muslims like Brother Larry, myself, Sister Isla, are those who are sincerely trying their best. We're not perfect. He don't ask you to be perfect, but strive for his perfection all the time. He said he's going to bless us to be saved from this destruction he's getting ready to bring all over the world, and it's going to hit America harder than she ever been hit. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to be no whole lot of years. It's right down the road. He's going to destroy all evil, just like he washed the world, cleansed the world of evil with the flood during the time of Prophet Noah. And he said after that time, he would always come and destroy the world when it got too evil and wicked. He did it in the time of a prophet named Lot. He destroyed the world because the men preferred to have sex with the men rather than women. And they tried to kill him. He even told them, "Say, I'll give you some women if that's what y'all want." They told him, "We don't want no woman. You know what we want. We want a man. And if you don't give us the men, we're going to kill you." So Allah told that man, under the cover of darkness, get your family and get out of there, because they so into their lust of wanting to have another male, they're going to kill you and your family. So that's what the man, and he said, "Oh, none of y'all look back." He said, "If you look back, you're going to get killed." And his wife looked back, and she got killed. Looking back meant that she still desired to stay back there in that old lustful city where they were doing all that old abominable stuff like they're doing today, especially in America. Especially in America. I understand, and I'm through, that down in Atlanta, Georgia, that's the gay capital and lesbian capital of the United States. I'm going to say of the United States and possibly the world. And that's something to brag on. So what have we got to brag on in America in particular? Immorality? What have people got, Muslims got to brag, and people got to brag on in this world or feel good about in this world? Immorality? So if you don't separate yourself from evil real soon, Muslim, Christian, Jewish people, you are getting ready to be wiped out just like Solomon, Gomorrah, and just like in the days of Prophet Noah, because Allah said he don't change in his ways. And he said the evil results of the people, evil deeds today, going soon, very soon, to overtake them and destroy them too. And they will never be able to frustrate his plan of freedom, justice, and equality on this planet Earth, as he created in the beginning. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum asalam. You're listening to a friendly broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. My apologies, this time of year really gets me sometimes, and this is one of those times when this is really bothering me, and I am really fighting with it to try to get rid of it. But in a few days, into July, I believe it's begun, once the weather settles down and some of this pollen can get out of the air. But we want to thank you for your patience. And we can see, as you can see, the Imam is bringing us the message that we need, the knowledge to listen, that we need, the understanding that we need to come together and to get it together to change this world around before it's too late. Change it, bring it to the kind of world, make it the kind of world that Allah has chosen for it to be. And that can be done. Can be done, but we have to all come together.
And have been done.
Like, yes, yes. Imam Shabazz says it has been done. All right. Yes, sir. So, people, we want to be thankful to Imam Shabazz for making it clear, explaining to us the understanding of the teachings of the Quran. For those who have any confusion. Also, I'm going to bring Brother Larry back on. I think we have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and see if he might have a comment to make before our time is up here. Brother Larry.
Yes, I was listening. I have a deaf brother, and I have to speak to him through sign language, and So I had to step away from the phone, but I did have it on. But now I just want to again thank Allah and thank you all for continuing to be prompt and to keep going. So I like to extend my greetings, and it's been a pleasure. I listened to this morning. Hope you get better, sister, with the allergy. I certainly understand that, because I have an affair. It affects me too, with this pollen and all. And Brother Shahid, I'll be speaking to you soon. So my greeting goes out to you and the family and the radio
family. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
It's been a great show.
Thank you very much, brother. And you've been great on the show, too. Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. You fired me up. Through the grace of Allah, you fired me up. You know, we it takes steel sharpen steel. You sharpen me.
We got a history together, and I tell you, I tell you, the show ain't long enough to get into that, Brother Shahi. But bro, I love you. I love you, dearly.
I love you back, dearly, brother. And we're supposed to love our brothers and sisters, not hate each other. Allah say that in my conclusion, that He created us in the Quran that we might get to love one another as human beings and not hate and despise each other. He said that, and the most honored, the most favored of us among Him is he or she who is the best morally righteous in their conduct, most God-fearing, like you said, that fears to do anything to go against His will. Yes. So thank you very much for your time. You've done a wonderful job, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
Allah continue to bless you. So, Sister Ashley, if you want me to close out, I'll close out.
Yes, sir. We have about a minute and a half left. Yes, sir.
Well, we just want to take that minute and a half and give all praises and all glory to the one, to all praises and all glories to whom it is due, and that's Allah. First of all, there is no deity. That is, there's no idol or nothing in the heavens and the earth that's created worthy of anybody's worship or praise. Only the Creator that you can't see. We don't see the air we breathe, but we breathe the air. And if you don't say you don't believe in Allah, He's the one providing the air you breathe and the life. He said He's closer to you than your jugular vein. So if you don't believe in Allah, stop breathing and see how long you can stop breathing and live. That's one sign right there that you ain't in control, people, that you should humble yourself. Because Allah can take your life anytime He get ready. I want to say that. That's a prayer. You should pray every day and thank Allah for giving you another day to get your life right, to prepare yourself for Him, because He said if you don't want to meet Him, if you wicked and you corrupt in this life and you die that way, He said you don't want to meet Him and He don't want to meet you that way, because He didn't create you that way. But He said if you live a good and righteous life and you die that way, He said you ain't dead, you're still living spiritually. And He said He's looking forward to meet you, and you looking forward to meet Him. So you choose which one you want. So with that said, and go with a Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladin amta alayhim. Ghayr maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Ameen. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. We ask Allah to show us the straight way, not the crooked way that leads astray from Allah, straight way that leads straight to Allah. And Allah says, if you follow the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran, obey his guidance in the Quran, it will lead you straight to paradise, straight to him. And he said, if you read the Quran and you don't read the Quran and follow the Quran for everybody in the world, it will lead you straight to the hellfire. Assalamu alaikum. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabab, for the beautiful hosting that you did today and every Sunday. We want to thank Allah for you. We thank you, our listening audience. Join us again next week, same time. By Imam Shahid Shabab, the reality of the Creator, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you invite others to join with you. And have a great day.
You as well, all of you. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.